Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Meg Robinson. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber interviews Pastor of Assimilation and Community, Jim Bennett, about the value of biblical community.
Jim, it's so good to have you here to talk about a very important subject, biblical community.
Thanks, Jerry. It's good to be with you today.
Yeah, and let's start out. When we say biblical community, that might conjure up different images to people, but let's help try to people understand what that means. What do you think of when you think of biblical community?
Well, there's such a great picture in the Bible about us being together, needing each other. When Jesus saves us, he doesn't just save us for a personal relationship with him, but he saves us into something, and that's a family. So the biblical community we strive for is seeking him together, reading the word together, praying for each other, sharing our lives together in this regular rhythm of life.
Connection is so important in life and in church, but this is really more than connection, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting much deeper into pursuing Christ together, to making this life really worth living for eternal purposes, and we really need each other for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So obviously this is, of course, Jim, for our listeners who may not know, teaches at a Christian school and is also on staff here at Harvest in this area of biblical community. It's something you're passionate about. Why are you passionate about this subject?
Yeah, because I think we should be really authentic in our Christianity, and to be passionate about that includes, when I read the Bible, doing life the way God intended us to do it and not shying away from that. I think sin prevents us sometimes from being together with people because we're trying to hide. But I'm passionate for biblical community because together we should run towards the cross, towards Jesus. He is the one who has saved us. He is the one who shows us how to live. And I think we should take seriously the one another commands and the being together commands and resist the urge to just make our personal relationship with Jesus about just us.
Yeah, a few years ago I did a teaching series on Sundays through a lot of those one another commands. You know, love one another, serve one another, bear with one another, and so forth. Be devoted to one another. And there's so many of them. Let's talk about how biblical community can be accomplished. Somebody says, yeah, I really want to be a part of that. I want to see that happen. What would you say some practical suggestions might be towards that?
Well, in our culture here in the United States, at least, seems to work best in homes. People are comfortable getting together. Someone can use the gift of hospitality. And in homes, people open up more. Food's always a good thing, at least in our culture. It just gets people going a little bit and engaged and just a little more open with each other. But when we get people together, we're really looking for them to wrestle with the scriptures together, to read and study that together, and to really pray for one another, to move past the simple prayer requests of health and things that of our, you know, self-comfort in our circumstances, and really get to praying for each other in the way we live life and caring for each other as parents and as managers of our money and as people who are trying to reach other people for Christ, and as people who are involved in the community, to really pray for each other that we're living for Christ in each of those areas.
You mentioned getting beyond, you know, the surface prayer request. It also can start, it seems to me, with getting beyond surface conversation. Take your typical Sunday morning church gathering.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful time. And people will say things, hey, how are you doing? And most of the time it seems that the answer can be fine, how are you?
Right.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. But it can be a challenge to get very deep in those kind of settings, right?
Yeah, and even in a community group where you're designing yourself to do that, it doesn't happen right away. People don't trust right away. Some people have been hurt in the past, and so I think that takes a while of living authentically with each other and remembering the gospel that we're not perfect, we're not all put together, but Jesus is the one that doesn't fail us. So I think another thing that gets us beyond that is to really talk about Scripture. So the groups that I'm a part of that have worked the best, we engage with Scripture ahead of time. We're reading the same chapters together, in some many cases in a repeated fashion. And then when we get together, we're aiming our discussion at what we noticed in there, what questions we had, what we wrestle with. And we find that because God's word is living and active, it really allows us to get into the real things of life. The Scripture guides us that way. The Holy Spirit through the Scripture guides us that way.
And we know that's happening in many groups at Harvest in different ways. One of our groups is actually tying in their scriptures with the scriptures that we're studying on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. Going through the book of Genesis, I was at home the other night very recently, and all of a sudden I started getting texts from one of the group members. Hey, we're having our group, and we have some questions. What about this and this and this? And that was really exciting to me. And they meet every other week, so some weeks they're looking forward to the sermon that's going to come up. Some weeks they're speaking of the one that already has happened. So it's interesting. Those questions helped me that week in preparing, so I made sure I wanted to be able to answer them. But it's really neat to see what the Scripture can do when people really dive in it together.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's easy, right? Community's easy. It just automatically happens, I say facetiously.
Says no one ever, yeah.
Right.
The hurdles, I mean, one we already mentioned, the fact of people really trusting each other. You know, sometimes people share something as a prayer that's intended to stay in that group, and we like that, for the group to protect each other that way. But sometimes people go and talk about that with other people, and that can hurt their level of trust. And I think our own sin becomes a hurdle where at times we just don't want to open up. And so we seek ways to keep a door open to whatever our sin habit is by not revealing it or things like that. And that's the deceitfulness of sin. And this is why I think community groups are so important, because we can graciously challenge each other and love each other towards being better Christians, towards loving Jesus more. Time's a big hurdle. People say they're busy. But again, I'll push back and say if we're too busy for obeying what the Scripture tells us to do and how to live life together, then we're not doing it the right way. We can't be too busy for that. That's one of the most important things. He saved us into a body. We need each other. And I think that's where maybe our Western mindset works against us, because probably an unintended consequence of something that happened around the 1950s was we began to focus on, in our culture, the personal relationship with Jesus. And so at evangelistic rallies and things there, people were coming to receive Christ, which was an excellent thing. But the pendulum kind of swung to where people focused on the personal relationship so much, I think we forgot about how we need each other. So that's one of the hurdles, is just overcoming that. And then in some cases, it's kids, what to do with kids and how to handle that. But I love the fact in some of the groups I'm in with the parents have lots of kids, and there's been many families represented, that those kids are running in and out of the room, and they're seeing their moms and dads pray together with other people. They're seeing them with their Bibles open, talking about it. And I think that's going to go a long way to modeling healthy Christian life together for their kids, even though at the time it seems like it might be really noisy or chaotic. There's a lot of good things happening there.
And as we start to wrap this up, I'd like you to ask you to speak to both people in our church, Harvest, as well as people that are believers in Christ but not a part of our church, because on this podcast there are many different people listening. Speak to this. How can I get involved? What are steps that I could take if I see I agree with what you're saying, and I want to put it into practice. What would you say?
Well, hopefully you can become a part of a local church that can provide these avenues for you. They might call them life groups or small groups or community groups or cell groups. And take the risk and go for it and build relationships with people because those people need you and you need those people to live life to the fullest for Christ. Here at Harvest, we have those opportunities and they're ongoing. And then in January, the 40 Days of Prayer provides a new outlet for more groups to start and new people to join in existing groups. So here at Harvest, you can get plugged in off to or see the opportunities off the website or just come and talk to us. And we understand you feel like it's a gamble to take, and it is, because you're investing in something. And that's going to take some commitment and sacrifice, but we want to tell you that it's really worth it for what God will do out of that as he uses you in others' lives and he uses those people in your life.
All right. Thank you so much. Of course, Jim's information is on our website as well. You can contact him, jim@harvestcharlotte.com, with any suggestions or questions or desire to get involved. Jim, thanks so much. We appreciate your passion and help in this very, very important area.
Glad to be here. Make it a great day.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out about how you can donate to support the podcast.